Bishops of the Episcopal Church have issued an apology for what they call the pain, hurt, and damage they caused when they approved the ordination of an openly gay bishop. But they declined to stop the practice, even temporarily, and rejected an immediate moratorium on gay marriages. All that came out of a special closed-door meeting this week in Salt Lake City, from where NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
This meeting of Episcopal bishops was so sensitive that the church asked hotel security guards to keep reporters from approaching bishops.
I can't have you soliciting guests up on the drive. I'm hotel security, so unless you've been invited here. Because the group specifically requested that.
And it was so important to conservative Episcopalians that 24 traveled to Salt Lake City from all over the country to stand outside in the cold and pray and read the Bible while the bishops met inside.
Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, especially those who indulge their flesh in depraved lust and who despise authority.
Fillmore Strunk is an Episcopal rector from Charlotte, North Carolina. He finds the Episcopal leadership's acceptance of gay clergy and gay marriages inconsistent with his interpretation of the Bible.
The mainstream Episcopal Church is on a path that's becoming out of step with the teachings of Jesus Christ, who quoted the Old Testament as authoritative and said that male and female he created he them. He, God the Father, created he them. And Jesus said, what God has put together, let no one tear asunder.
At least 10 American Episcopal bishops agree with Strunk, as do most of the churches in the International Anglican Communion. So when American Episcopalians ordained a gay bishop, the Anglican Communion took action. It commissioned the so-called Windsor Report, which sought an apology from the American church. That came during the bishops' meeting in Salt Lake City, but not for the actual ordination of a gay bishop. Frank Griswold is the presiding bishop of the American Episcopal Church.
The Windsor Report does not ask for that kind of regret, and I think the regret we can offer wholeheartedly and as a unified body is regret for the consequences our actions have had in other contexts, but that does not mean that we necessarily regret the action itself.
The consequences include a strained relationship with the Anglican Communion and deep division inside the American Church. The Windsor Report also called for a moratorium on gay marriages and ordinations of gay bishops. That was tabled for another day and other meetings, including one next month of international Anglican leaders. Conservative bishops wanted more sooner, but they found some encouragement in a conciliatory tone. Robert Duncan is the Bishop of Pittsburgh.
This is really all about the rest of the world dealing with the American church. And the rest of the world at this point receives what it is we said today. The words we spoke were, they sounded right. Whether the action would follow out of those words is what remains to be seen.
Presiding Bishop Griswold was asked how this could possibly be resolved. How church acceptance of gay clergy and marriage can ever square with conservative interpretation of Scripture. With God, Bishop Griswold responded, all things are possible. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.